Blog Talk Radio.
Ken Freeman, and this is my WordPress Help Desk for April 11th, 2015. In this week's podcast, here's what I have for you. As you know, with WordPress being the world's number one used tool for building sites, it also happens to be one of the world's most targeted platforms for hackers wanting to send spam through your server. Thus, today I want to focus on the best practices for stopping brute force attacks trying to compromise your WordPress install. So if you know anyone that owns or operates a WordPress website, have them tune in right now or have them go over to my website, mywphelpdesk.com, and click on the podcast link to view our archives. Well, before we begin our show, I would like to tell you about several new websites that we have done that are using this brand new story theme. One is lastharvest.org. One is mymemorial.org. Another is afterabortiontraining.com/men, and then, of course, lastharvestfellowship.com. These are some of our ministry sites that are the other hat that I wear, and these are brand new, flat-screened, parallax-type sites, and we'd like for you to take a look at them. Give us your comments. Let us know if this is the kind of site you would like to have. If so, call wpsite-makers.com at 214-703-0505. Now let's get started with our show. Let's take a look at the latest WordPress news. First up, the plugin updates this week total 91 updates on WP SEO, WP Supercache, Fast Secure Contact Page, Azure Total Showhide, Paid Membership Pro, Store Locator, WP YouTube Lite, Social Media Feather, Share Buttons by Add to Any, and Meta Slider. And so if you are using any of these particular plugins, be sure you get them updated right away. Researchers have seen an uptick in Adobe Flash SWS files being used to trigger malicious iframes across websites. Several hundred WordPress and Joomla websites have been swept up in a campaign first observed by researchers at the firm Security last November. A February 15th notice said that though it's uncertain how many iterations existed in the wild, when they first reported this issue, they had found a lot of websites where the infection looked similar. And, of course, according to Grammatic, the infection clearly marked by an SWF file with three random characters as the names that stored in the site's images, banners, folder. And as far as the firm has seen, each file has random hashed ID parameters attached to the end of it. And while the malware's variable names, coding logic, and user agent remain the same, one of the major differences from last November's version of the campaign, and this one, is that the incarnation has spread to and from Joomla sites to WordPress sites. And as is to be expected, the website delivering the malicious payload has changed as well. The SWS files, also known as small web format files, inject an invisible iframe which can go on to drop other exploits. Now you can read more about this at threatpost.com/swf-files-injecting-malicious-iframes-on-wordpress-joomla-sites/112014. Now, farming attacks are generally network-based intrusions where the ultimate goal is to redirect a victim's web traffic to a hacker-controlled web server, generally through a malicious modification of DNS settings. Some of these attacks, however, are starting to move to the web and have their beginnings with a spam or phishing email. And you can learn all about this router threat over at threatpost.com/farming, spelled with a PH, farming-attack-targets-home-router-dns-settings/111326. new report from Malwarebytes reveals that various bad-maintained WordPress blogs are being injected with an iframe that points to the PirateBay.in.ua. The Pirate Bay clone, which uses the popular OpenBay script, was found to offload an exploit kit to unsuspecting visitors. And after the Pirate Bay was raided last December, hundreds of clones have appeared online. Many of these sites used the open source OpenBay project, which allows people to set up their own clone in just a few clicks. Now, several months later, one of the clones has gone rogue. And as reported by Malwarebytes, several compromised WordPress blogs are being injected with the iframe that loads the PirateBay.in.ua. In other news, Microsoft today announced that going forward it will not turn on the Do Not Track feature in upcoming versions of Internet Explorer and Spartan by default. And new research from the EU suggests that Facebook is tracking Internet user browsing habits even if they've opted out of that feature or haven't registered with the social media site. Well, this concludes today's WordPress news, so let's move to page 2, where today's WordPress focus is the best practices for stopping brute force attacks. Well, as you know, WordPress is a great web-building tool, but because of its immense popularity and open-source design, hackers love WordPress. It is not unusual for a WordPress install to have multiple port sniffers hitting your server day and night, examining your ports to find an open door to compromise your server. Others, knowing that the admin is reached by going to WP Admin, make it a favorite target. That's where they try to run commands to attempt to break in. They run dictionary-type bots that hit your login to use every possible name and number combination to see if they can get lucky and connect to your easy-to-break password or username. This is why we need to know the practical steps we can take to lock down our WordPress install and stop these hacker guys before they get in to your WP admin. Now, you've probably read about the recent massive botnet attacks on WordPress websites. Well, it's true that WordPress core developers work hard to keep the WordPress platform safe, and if you own or operate your own WordPress website, then you too have the responsibility to keep your site from being compromised. And here are 4 ways that will help you harden your WordPress security. Number 1, best practices. Number 2, security plugins. Number 3, CDNs. And number 4, your HT access. So let's talk about these 4 ways to harden your WordPress security. Number 1, the WordPress best practices include making sure that your WordPress installation has the latest updates. You need to minimize the number of plugins you use and delete the ones that you're not using. Choose passwords that are difficult to crack and perform regular data backups, and then protect your WordPress using HT access. Now, once you do these changes and apply these type changes to your WordPress, you can then install a plugin which will monitor your WordPress core files and traffic. So how do you do that? Number 1, I think this is where we go to our WordPress plugins. We need some security plugins, and WordFence is my recommended number 1 tool that will block any IP that tries to flood or spam your website. It will limit the number of login attempts and monitor all live traffic, and it will keep you updated and maintained regularly so that you can count on it being on top of all of your security issues. Now, Better WP Security is another great plugin that will allow you to sleep a little better at night. It's really the full package, but you should read the FAQ section before activating it because it makes significant changes to your database that you must be aware of. Now, BackWP Up is a free plugin that backs up both of your WordPress files and database, and I recommend this plugin because it needs to be used across the board on any WordPress install that you are using. Now, when you think about that, there are, of course, a lot of other free and paid backup plugins out there, and you're certainly welcome to try them all, but you need to find one that suits you, and whatever you do, use a security plugin. Now, number three tip is to work with a CDN. There has been a lot of talk about whether free content delivery networks actually do any good, or do they exist only to lure you into one of their paid services. In the past, I have tested a couple of these popular free CDNs, and I would recommend both, but I don't even know that I would go with their paid add-ons. Cloudflare is the one that comes to mind first, and that's the free content delivery network that filters your network and minimizes the risk of your WordPress from becoming a target. The advantages of a Cloudflare-enabled WordPress is that it lowers the load on your server, CPU and data storage of your account gets lower, and because it serves cache content, it speeds it up. Improved speed means that Cloudflare servers are all around the world, and they will put your site on the one closest to your visitors, and that's where they see the traffic coming from, so that's where they will put you. Then they offer bot and threat protection. Third-party apps in cooperation with Cloudflare are being used to scan and identify malicious threats online and stop the attacks before they can even get to your site. Cloudflare offers apps that you can enable to extend functionality by using third-party modules. And of course, comment spam protection is another feature, an offline browsing mode, so that if something happens to your server, Cloudflare would still be there, able to serve your cache version of your website, and of course they give you stats. Now those are the advantages that I see of Cloudflare, but the downside is that because your DNS is completely changed to Cloudflare, anytime you want to make a change to your site for weekly updates or blog posts, you find out that you have to turn off Cloudflare to edit and see the changes, and then turn on Cloudflare to resume. And sometimes this interrupts the DNS propagation, and you have to go through that 12 to 24 hour re-DNS propagating all over again. And that's one reason I stopped using Cloudflare. Now, PageSpeed service by Google does something similar, and we can all presume that Google takes online security seriously. PageSpeed service uses data from PageSpeed Insights to optimize your website, and if you haven't already, you can download Insights for Chrome and Firefox. PageSpeed service benefits you by dynamically rewriting web pages and applying performance best practices. It serves optimized content via Google servers and reduces the load on your servers, and it reduces perceived page load time, prioritizing portions of content which get served first, so your users have better user experience browsing your website. Your website gets security of the Google servers and a parallel fetch, meaning fewer requests and lower round trip times. Remember, Made by Google works well, and it's good support, and you can expect lots of improvement updates. Now, for our clients on hosting-master.com, we have Google PageSpeed enabled globally on all of our sites. And then within WP Total Cache, there's a place to activate Google PageSpeed by obtaining a free API code from Google and adding it to your WP Total Cache. Now, frankly, I have tried both Turbocharge and Supercharge services running simultaneously on our WordPress sites, but I did not see a big speed improvement either. And the way we check that is that you go over to tools.pingdom.com. Frankly, on our own server, by adding gzip compression, did more to speed up our sites than turning on Cloudflare's Supercharge. I do suggest using one of the paid CDN solutions that are out there. And the goal, anytime you use a CDN, is to check with tools.pingdom.com and see what the score is and make sure that you're speeding up. And you can do that consistently and find out if your speeds are consistent. I find tools.pingdom.com much more reliable and consistent than any other page speed tool, including even Google's speed comparison tool. Both of these free CDNs will have issues with image search because images are being served from another location, and if you have a lot of them, your traffic from image search might drop. But the most recent rumor is that that problem is being fixed. Now, if you have had any experience with PageSpeed service or Cloudflare on your WordPress site, tell us. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Which is faster for you? What's better for you? What's more reliable for you? Now, while free services have their advantages, some of the drawbacks would be inconsistency and mediocre customer support. Now, if you want to get a step up on a CDN, I recommend the use of Max CDN. You can ensure fast loading times even when your server is down. Why should you use a CDN? Well, distributing your data all around the globe, a content delivery network, is great for everyone that visits your website. Max CDN starts at just $9 a month for 100 gigabyte transferred data. With a coupon code MAX20, you can shave off 20% of that price. All of our hosting clients on Hosting-Master have access to Max CDN inside their total cache. It's just a one click to turn it on, and then they say load your files, and boom, you're done. Now, CDNs don't just make your WordPress faster and more reliable. There are other results, and this is what you can see when you turn on your CDN. You'll make your users happier. Your conversion rates will increase due to people browsing more of your fast-loading site. The usability of your website will improve. Your WordPress will get an SEO boost because search engines love speed. You can manage and grow your website without worrying about it getting sluggish. And number four is configure your htaccess to block access. Htaccess stands for hypertext access. It's a configuration file that controls the directory in which it is placed and all subdirectories. And of course, it's something that works with all Apache and Linux web servers. Now, to edit an htaccess is serious business, and if you should not play with it unless you have at least a basic coding knowledge. If you don't feel comfortable editing htaccess, you can certainly go over to WP Access Control in the WordPress repository and install a plugin, and it will help you edit your htaccess. The other is call your hosting provider, and they can help you. What this htaccess does is provides an easy interface for editing the file, but also for configuring WordPress permalinks, categories, archives, pagination, and custom taxonomies. You can easily become overwhelmed by the number of options this tool provides, so just go straight to htaccess suggestions tab on that plugin, and you can see all the options that can easily help you configure your security. But if you don't want to install that plugin and need maximum control, and you want to manually do it, then you can read a post over at the WordPress Security through htaccess over here at thematosoup.com/wordpress-security/security-htaccess. Now, there is no easy way to make your WordPress 100% secure, but by limiting your WordPress vulnerabilities, you will repel most of the malicious attacks because hackers are not known for their patience. If you do, however, become the victim of a WordPress security breach, you can read and get informed all about what to do on the WordPress official My Site Was Hacked page found at codex.wordpress.org/FAQ_my_site_was_hacked. And as you already know, prevention is the very best. So what are your plans to harden your WordPress security? Well, here's what I've told you about the best practices to stop brute force attacks. Number one, practice known best practices for hardening your WordPress. Use security plugins. Use free CDNs or paid CDNs to speed up your site and better protect your access, and then harden your htaccess with deny all rules. Now, if you need help with your WordPress install, consider hosting on our lightning-fast hosting-master.com, which is already equipped with SSD servers, wrapped with external firewalls, with internal firewall support, gzip compression, and Google PageSpeed-enabled high-speed results. Every install on our server is loaded with WP Total Cache, which gives you the point-and-click easy access to Max CDN. So get started today with hosting-master.com. Now let's move to page 3, my favorite segment, because this is where I get to answer your real questions about WordPress. Billy asked this first question. He says, when I logged into my new WordPress, I don't see the plugins menu in my WP admin panel. Well, there's a few reasons why this would happen. Billy, if your blog is hosted on the free WordPress, you do not have the ability to add plugins. If you do not have administrator level account to your WordPress install, you will not see the plugins. But the only way you can do that is to self-host your WordPress from WordPress.org. Jane asks, I am locked out of my WP admin and my website shows a blank white screen. We call that the white screen of death. This most likely happens when you paste code from a website with wrong formats. Sometimes a formatting error is done on the website when the code is available. However, most of the time it happens because you pasted the code on the wrong location. Unfortunately, you will not be able to make edits using your WP admin. You will have to use FTP to log into your web server and modify your theme's file. And you can learn about this by searching on Google for Beginner's Guide to Pasting Code from the Web into WordPress. And if you don't know what FTP is, then consider learning about FTP by looking for a Google video or a YouTube video, how to use FTP. Nathan asked our third question. He says, I've upgraded WordPress and I don't see custom fields authors area anymore. Well, very simply, Nathan, in the newer versions of WordPress, the core user interface, the UI, team have decided to make the admin interface much cleaner. Therefore, these options are checked off by default. If you look at the right-hand corner of your screen, there is a Screen Options tab. Click on that and click in the fields that you want to see. And that way you can make your landing page within WP Admin as full of information or as clean of information as you want. Now, number four, Matthew asks, my Facebook like button does not show the right title or image. And very simply, Matthew, this is not a WordPress issue. It's because Facebook script cannot properly detect the information from your website. However, there are WordPress plugins that allow for seamless integration with Facebook, which will get rid of this plugin. Consider installing and activating Simply Facebook Connect plugin. You don't have to configure it or anything. It'll help you get back your Facebook things. Alternatively, you should be using a WordPress SEO plugin, which has a built-in social feature that will solve this issue. And finally, Ian asks about his page speed. He says, my site loads slow. How can I speed it up? I'm hosting on HostGator on their shared account. Well, there are many things you can do to speed up your website. The first thing is to get away from your shared hosting. You need to either host on a VPS or a dedicated server, or move from someone who only has you on that shared host. Come over to a place that can put you on an SSD server that is covered with the page speed and so forth to speed you up. We recommend that you use W3 Total Cache. And another thing, we always recommend that a WordPress use W3 Total Cache. And another thing you can do is use a CDN or a content delivery network. We recommend Max CDN. And we've talked about what is a CDN and why you need it earlier in this broadcast. So you should consider using Max CDN and get off of that shared host. Why? Because shared hosts are usually slower. And if you're receiving a lot of traffic, then your site is going to be diminished in its performance. There are other factors you need to know about that when you are on shared hosting, you are at risk that anyone on your IP neighbors, because many sites will be on that IP, you don't know who's going to be the weakest link in the sites. And if there's one site that it can be compromised, the hacker will find it, and as he does, he can go back up the backside of that IP and infect all of the other websites. So having it on shared puts you at risk of being hacked. Number two, any one of those IP neighbors could outperform you, have more traffic, and because of their popularity, your site will diminish in speed and performance because all of you on there, every one of those sites, are competing for the same bandwidth and same CPU usage. And then third, the fact that you are shared means that you don't know when one of those is going to send out spam and be accused of spam and that IP get blocked. When that IP gets blocked, it means that your mail will not be delivered or your mail could be bouncing when you try to send it. And so these are three main issues that say, get off of shared hosting and go to somewhere more dependable, like your own VPS or your own dedicated server, or move over to our sponsor, hosting-master.com. And now let's talk to Tony, who says, how can I install Google Analytics in WordPress? Well, it's very easy. First, you can go out and get a Google Analytics plugin. The other is when you go in and you set up your Gmail account, you can go into your Google Analytics and grab some code. And now you put that code on the footer of your WordPress, and that will mean that it will be seen on every page, and it will help you to now write your funnels and begin your Google Analytics work within your WordPress. And of course, if you are using the WordPress.com free blog, they have a built-in feature called WordPress.com Stats. Our last question comes from Emily, and she asks, how can I set up email subscription for my WordPress blog? Well, there are several methods that you can use. Some can be done for free, and some can be done by paying for them. One thing you can do is I've heard people say use FeedBurner, but our recent experience has proven itself extremely unreliable. Instead, I suggest that you use MailChimp and set up an RSS to email campaign. It's free for up to 2,000 emails, but you'll have to start paying for it after that. You can also, if you're paying for it, go to Constant Contact or AWeber or GetResponse. But if you don't want to pay for your email, then consider using MailChimp's free tiny letter. There you can put in 5,000 emails for free. And it's because they're not providing you any templates. You have to build your template, but if you know what you're doing, Tiny Letter works like a champ, allows you to subscribe people to your list, and it works great. And then, how can I embed videos? This is a common question that we see in WordPress, and somebody says, how can I do this? Well, all you have to do is simply paste the video URL in a line by itself. And the best thing you can do is when you're at YouTube, as an example, you say, I want to share it, and it gives you this little shortened code. Now you take that code and you come into your WordPress and you write the square bracket, embed, close that square bracket, and now you input the link. Now you write a square bracket / embed, close the square bracket, and now your video is live on your website. It is the simplest thing. If you have an audio and want to do that, you can just load the audio into your media directory and then use the link to place that, embed that on your web page. If you have a number of audios, you can say create a playlist and embed it, and WordPress will do all of that for you. Well, this obviously concludes today's show. I want to thank you again for taking time to listen to us here on My WordPress Help Desk. Go out and visit our sponsor, Hosting-Master. Come on over and let us help you host your website fast. Number two, go over to WPSite-Makers.com if you need a WordPress site built for you. Now, subscribe while you're here, and remember, you can view the archives over at MyWPHelpDesk.com. Now, tell a friend about us and come and be with us next week when I broadcast at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.